The caption underneath the new yearbook photo of 18-year-old Tyler Schultz will stay the same. It reads, "I am me, who are you?" Schultz will be wearing a cowboy hat and jeans, just like he was in the original photo school officials rejected. But Schultz won't be carrying a rifle, and there won't be a Confederate flag in the background. Schultz says he posed with those items to indicate a love of hunting and family.
I've been a trapper since I was about 5 years old, and I have really deep ties in the South with family and everything. And I don't view the flag as a racist symbol. I view it as a pride symbol of, you know, coming from the South.
The superintendent for Pewaukee School District did not return calls, but has previously said she wishes the incident had been handled differently. Schultz says the high school tried to avoid unwanted attention, but inadvertently got it after refusing to publish his controversial photo.
More people have seen my picture now than wouldn't have seen if they would have just put it in the yearbook. It appeared in the Freeman, the Journal Sentinel, the Lake Country Reporter, Channel 18, 12, 6, 5, and 4. Everybody, you know, within the viewing area of those stations have seen it.
Schultz's mom says Pewaukee High School was wrong to refuse her son's original photo, but Chris Amity with the Milwaukee chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union isn't sure it was censorship.
And really, restrictions should only be tolerated when there's clearly an endangerment of health or safety or disruption of the educational process. And it's unclear from what I know whether or not that was the case in Pewaukee.
Amity says students do have the right to free expression, but it can be limited. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.